North Valley Distributing at 3081 Crossroads Drive in Reading is part of Operation Holiday Salute, honoring our veterans and the men and women who are currently on active duty for their courage, bravery, and sacrifice. North Valley Distributing at 530-222-1500 wants to thank the brave men and women who have taken an oath and have proudly served or are currently serving our country and the American people. North Valley Distributing, part of Operation Holiday Salute on KCNR.
A building that's meant to last is not built overnight. And for centuries, the cornerstone has been crucial to guide each brick and wall that comes after. A strong community relies on many cornerstones. So at Cornerstone Community Bank, we've taken our name to heart. Whether it's your business or your family, we'll provide the financial cornerstone that you need to build on. We're local. We're community. We're your cornerstone. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Abraham Lincoln Radio Studio at the George Washington Broadcast Center.
Jack Armstrong and Joe Getty.
The Armstrong and Getty Show.
Now, Minneapolis voters rejected a proposal to replace the city's police department with a Department of Public Safety. It would also have eliminated the requirement to have a police chief. That measure, of course, was based on the abolish the police movement in the wake of George Floyd's death. Of course, now crime, Minneapolis, is rising.
So they voted not to abolish the police department. So,
spanked it and sent it home by a dozen points.
What will downtown look without a police department? Well, it will look like the suburbs, said AOC. Well, people who live downtown Minneapolis apparently don't agree with you.
That was one of the dumbest things ever said. Yeah, the idea was absolutely blasted and sent packing. The WAPO, the liberal Washington Post, with a piece the other day. From Buffalo to Seattle, Democratic politicians who once championed significant reductions or reallocations of police department budgets are backtracking. In other cities, including Cleveland, liberal candidates are being hammered over their stances on public safety. Even in cities without a competitive mayor's race, the question of how to get tough on crime and bolster public safety has emerged as a defining issue. And they name-check bunches of cities. They mentioned that a Pew Research Center poll published Tuesday shows that 47% of Americans want to increase funding for police compared to 15% who want to decrease it. If Terry McAuliffe's, I don't think parents should be able to tell schools what their kids should be learning, was a stupid one-time gaffe, defund the police was a historic chant of idiocy. Triple the number of people want more funding for police than want less of it, than triple.
And not the least bit surprising either.
And also, you know, if you really wanted to get into the weeds of the inner city, folks in majority black communities are strongly against defunding the police. They want to double the police budget. Now, they say, and they are right, and they are righteous in saying this, there needs to be a serious look at police brutality and reforms, and de-escalation needs to be re-emphasized, and people should be treated and get their full constitutional rights. And we are with you, my brothers and sisters, 100%. But the whole Ilhan Omar, Rashida Tlaib, Squad, BLM, defund the police thing, that's Nike, I'm looking at you, all of you corporations who kowtowed to them or gave them tens of millions of dollars. Nobody wants it. Nobody. It's a tiny minority view of a bunch of radical wackadoodles who don't have the sense of realism to understand what that would mean. Wow, did that go down in flaming defeat.
And Everything woke turns to shit.
And I'm happy that it did. The big headline today, if you didn't stay up late or you don't follow this stuff sort of closely, is the Republican beat the Democrat in Virginia. A Republican hadn't won a statewide race in 12 years of any kind.
And it's touch and go in New Jersey. They're tied at this point with 88% in as of press time.
But to me, because I do not get a big kick out of my team just winning a race somewhere I don't live, the only way this makes any difference is, does this stop the two gargantuan bills from passing in Congress and becoming law, spending between $4 and $5 trillion more dollars for a whole bunch of programs that most people either don't understand or want? The polling is terrible on it. To me, that's the big thing today, is Nancy Pelosi huddled in a room saying somewhere, okay, screw the woke, screw the progressives, screw AOC. She's not even in this meeting. Yes. She can complain on Twitter all she wants. We're going to pass the actual bridges, tunnels, railroad stuff. We're going to pass that. That other thing is done. Is she saying that, or is she going to double down and try to get them both through?
I don't think she is. I'm predicting absolutely not. I stand ready to be corrected.
I
hope
you're
right. Wrong before, yeah.
If you're right, then those elections yesterday, those election results are hugely consequential. If not, if they do pass this stuff, though, that didn't mean anything.
Well, I think what you're saying is the short-term manifestation of what I hope is the long-term result. Not to get too crazy about a couple of elections, but I follow Virginia politics for a couple of reasons. Number one, it's just very interesting. Number two, my daughter lives there, and I have friends there, and so I'm into it. I don't want to go crazy about the result, but I think it indicates something is going on. Every single county in Virginia went rightward in terms of the vote, from the presidential election to the gubernatorial election. Now, granted, Trump is such a polarizing figure, especially among suburban moms, that, you know, that's part of it. But, and I'm sorry, this is like four different tangents tumbling through my mind. So, Jack, you said you hope it means the big, giant, build back better obscenity will not pass. And I don't think it will. But long term, what I'm really hoping this does is it empowers moderate Democrats who we can do business with. We can run the country. You got your reasonable Kyrsten Sinema, Joe Manchin. There are dozens of them in the House. Reasonable Democrats. They're barely Democrats. We can come to compromises that are good for the country with them. It empowers them, and it disempowers the soch class obsessed, utterly unrealistic, way left BLM squad types. I hope it yanks the rug out from under them, because they're only dangerous.
Here's some analysis from somebody I think is fairly smart. Democrats were elected last year to stop the insanity. They could have played their opportunity to capture the middle of the country and disqualify the GOP. They could have shut the GOP out for a long time to come. They'd grabbed a whole bunch of middle ground and enough of the left to control the Democrats. Instead, they decided to take their moment to push an agenda that would lose even Democrat votes, which is how you get here.
Right. Or more simply put, and several people have said versions of this, which I find very amusing, all we had to do was not come off as crazy.
Well, you didn't pull that off.
No, indeed. Yeah, I'm interested to see how this shapes up. Oh, that's right. I had one more thought on the whole defund the police crime thing and you know, all the mayor's races that were all about law and order. That was virtually every mayor's race in America was about dealing with crime, which, again, is a serious headwind for the radical left, and thank God for it. San Francisco's Safeway in the Castro District has cut its nighttime hours. It closes at 9 o'clock. It was in the Castro's a party district. I mean, it's an all-night clubs, bars. It's a big gay district, the rest of it, if you're not familiar with it. The streets never close type place. Safeway's closing at 9 because there's so much theft. They can't operate after the sun goes down.
God,
you wonder why the races are going toward people who say, I support the police, please.
Right. I was at a Walgreens yesterday? Yeah, Walgreens. You know, and they're the store that shut down, a dozen of them in the Bay Area. Anyway, I was at a Walgreens, and just like regular stuff like toothpaste was behind the glass. I mean, just the most normal of stuff. You have to get somebody with a key to get it for you.
Right. Right.
They get robbed so much.
So that is a society crumbling. It's a society degenerating. And then when people, normal people, and I'm talking Republican, Democrat, Independent, Black, White, Hispanic, normal people, everybody, when they see that, they think, this is not good. This is not great for my society. I want somebody to help us deal with this. And then the Joy Reads of the world will say, they fear the other. They fear the changes in the country, the coloring of America, the loss of the white majority. I don't care if I'm the last white guy freaking on earth. It'd be nice to be able to walk down the street with my wife, for my kids to go out at night, for my grocery stores and my drug stores to be open in the evening, or open at all, in the case of all those CVSs that had to close in San Francisco and Walgreens. The idea that it's somehow fear of the other or white supremacy, you people are delusional. What are you smoking? Can I have a hit?
When we come back, I want to talk about, so Hoover has got this piece out. We love the Hoover people over at Stanford, a piece out about how 6 million kids are going to fail math in California because of their new woke math. We'll explain that in a little bit. But we got this text apropos of nothing. Nothing political, just a thank you. I'm a nurse. I'm tired and stressed with staffing shortage and work demands. You guys make me laugh and bring a smile to my face each morning and help me keep going. I'm listening to the podcast from yesterday and just heard Uncle Joe snoring. That's right, our bike snoring thing. And it made me laugh and laugh. Thank you so much for making me laugh during a very rough time. I'll bet you are stressed.
Yeah. I mean, gosh.
The nurse job I know is stressful anyway, but with the staff shortage because of vaccines and people getting the COVID and all that sort of stuff, holy cow.
You know, we haven't said that enough. You folks working in healthcare, you know, I wish we could offer more than our sympathy and admiration, but God bless you. Hang in there. Hang in there. This too shall pass. That's not Joe Getty. That's the Bible. That's the word of the Lord there.
Yeah, this too shall pass. Yeah.
The Bible.
That's right, sir.
What is that from? Where is that in...
George Harrison, verse 1, chapter 3.
I was reading that just the other day.
I don't recall. Sorry.
Yeah.
Put me on the spot like that.
There is a season, turn, turn, turn. It's from that whole segment.
Oh, that's Ephesians, I believe.
Hey, Bible people, you'll hit us on the text line, I'm sure.
Speaking of diversity, there are almost no Ephesians in my neighborhood. I don't know any.
Some of my best friends are Ephesians.
And one more thing. So this is from a cop, because we were talking about how it's difficult for cops out there, because you got a bunch of cops that don't want to get the vaccine, so they're either getting fired or they're not going to work, and they're short-staffed also. And we were talking about how long it takes to train up a cop. This guy said, 3 months, dude, 3 months. It should take a long time to train up a new cop, but right now it's 3 months.
So, oh, wow, there's such a desperate need, yeah.
Wherever he is, 90 days of training to be. Maybe you're cramming a lot of the stuff in there. Make sure you know which one's the gun, which one's the taser. Let's keep that straight.
Maybe I should become a cop. My credentials are I'm law-abiding, not on no drugs. I'm pretty good with firearms. I've been trained. I could use more training, no doubt. Now, I'm kind of doughy and not in great shape. So you're going to probably call me out to deal with, like, really, really fat guys who I could run down.
I think you need to be
You got some young evildoer? Forget it.
You need to be like a small town daytime cop, like the cops, the kind of towns I'm from. Not much you do.
Maybe a parking meter maid.
Yeah, kind of ease my way into law enforcement, Michael. I like your idea.
Ecclesiastes just popped into my head. I'm pretty
there
sure it's Ecclesiastes.
I knew it was an E.
Yeah, it's one of the wisdom books. Anyway, we got a bunch of stuff on the way. Our text line, 415-295-KFTC.
Armstrong and Getty.
If you've ever wanted to make your home feel safer, there is no better time than right now. Because this week, our friends at SimpliSafe are giving our listeners 40% off their award-winning home security. Now, we love SimpliSafe. We really do, because it has everything you need to make your home safe. Indoor and outdoor cameras. Comprehensive sensors. All monitored around the clock by trained professionals who send help the instant you need it. SimpliSafe was even named Best Home Security of 2021 by U.S. News & World Report. Simpler, but better. You can easily customize a system for your home online in minutes. These are SimpliSafe's biggest discounts of the year. You can get a complete home security system starting at just over $100. There are no long-term contracts or commitments. Take advantage of SimpliSafe's holiday sale and get 40% off your new home security system by visiting simplisafe.com/Armstrong. Again, that's simplisafe.com/Armstrong. 40% off your system. Hurry, this offer ends soon. Go to simplisafe.com/Armstrong. Go to simplisafe.com/Armstrong.
I'm Brenda Connor, identity theft victim.
No, I'm Brenda Connor.
Too bad it's hard to tell which Brenda is real.
That's what you think.
I've got LifeLock to monitor my info and alert me to potential identity threats. And if I become a victim, they help fix it. No one can prevent all identity theft or monitor all transactions at all businesses, but LifeLock can help protect what's mine. How about that, Brenda? Thought so.
Join LifeLock by Norton and save up to 25% off your first year at LifeLock.com with promo code NEWS.
So the dream was to build your very own law practice. Be your own boss, call all the shots. But have things like billing, HR, timekeeping, and all the other management stuff turned your dream into a nightmare? Take charge of your practice with Lexicon. We're the intersection of practice management software and legal support services for your firm. You'll get more billable and livable hours back. Lexicon marks the spot for all your practice management needs. Visit lexiconservices.com/intersection to get the whole story or schedule a demo.
Take a stroll down Memory Lane at Memory Lane Antiques and Vintage. Whether you're looking for tools from the past, vintage clothing, collectibles, jewelry, or something that just reminds you of the good old days, you can find it at Memory Lane. Those special shabby chic and vintage style items are seen in every nook and cranny. So what are you waiting for? Sure, you can check out their Facebook page, but it's a lot more fun to explore the past and find your treasure. 1665 Pine Street in Reading, Memory Lane Antiques and Vintage.
North State Now is a magazine formatted show at 6 p.m. every Thursday night. The first Thursday is yours truly, Linda Bott, featuring what's going on in our town. The second Thursday is hosted by Michelle Slade, featuring heroes of the North State. The third Thursday is hosted by none other than James Masada and Rhonda Albee from Enjoy the Magazine and Enjoy the Store. Our newest edition is the fourth Thursday of the month, Women of Vision. That's North State Now, Thursday at 6 p.m., also streaming on KCNR 1460.com.
The United States Marine Corps cordially invites you to celebrate the 246th birthday of our Corps, November 10th at noon at the Veterans Grove in front of the Civic Auditorium. Event will take 30 minutes and include the presentation of colors, national anthem, recognizing the oldest and youngest Marines, and more. Birthday cake will be served at the conclusion of the ceremony. That's November 10th at noon at the Veterans Grove in front of the Civic Auditorium. Semper Fi.
Hi, this is Whitney from Timberline Heating and Air Conditioning. On behalf of the whole Timberline team, we wanted to take this opportunity during this special time of year as we gather to spend time with our family and friends. It is also a time to remember all of our veterans and those currently serving our country. So we join with KCNR for Operation Holiday Salute, sending peace, hope, and happiness this holiday season to all our veterans and service members from the Timberline Heating and Air family. Happy holidays.
A Moment in History by KCNR and historian Dottie Smith. The Battle Creek Bridge crosses Battle Creek on Jelly's Ferry Road. The north side of the bridge is in Shasta County and the south side is in Tehama County. It was built in 1911, is 152 feet long, and was engineered by Robert L. Reading, son of Major Reading. In 1984, a new bridge was built on its east side because it was too narrow, load-limited, and posted for less than current legal loads. The old bridge was left in place and today is listed on the National Register of Historic Places. A Moment in History by KCNR and historian Dottie Smith. To find out more about Dottie Smith, go to the Shasta County Historical Society.
Strong and Getty Show.
9,000 municipal workers in New York City were put on unpaid leave yesterday for refusing to comply with the coronavirus vaccine mandate. There are so many firefighters on leave, their next calendar is going to end with July.
Man, not enough firefighters for the firefighter calendar.
Right, okay, yeah.
Hey, the Supreme Court is looking at one of the biggest gun cases ever. Starting today. I can tell you more about that a little bit later, what's at stake. But this could be a huge one for those of us who are gun owners and believe we should have the right, or already have the right, to carry the gun outside of our home. So we'll get to that later. So this is a California story, but as we saw last night, some of the woke stuff that happens in various states translates pretty heavily across state lines. This is about education. So in California, the school budget of California averages out per pupil that they spend, which averages out to about $500,000 per classroom. You'd think that if you had 9 months and $500,000, you could teach those kids like crazy.
Can you imagine you assembled like 15 families with third grade kids, said, all right, we're all going to kick in $20,000 each to hire the best teacher we can to teach our kids. You could get a whale of a teacher and some fine supplies for that.
God, you should be able to hire a half a dozen really great teachers and take an unbelievable field trip somewhere. But anyway, they're not getting very good results, particularly in math, which is what this story is all about. To give you an example, in California, only 15% of Hispanic kids and 10% of black kids test at a proficient or higher level. Only 15% of Hispanic kids and 10% of black kids test at a proficient or higher level.
That is a horrific failure.
Well, if you believe in, what is that term the Supreme Court uses for this? Disparate impact. If you believe in that, and there have been various rulings where they do believe it, if you have those sorts of results, it is by definition got to be racist. Well, some people believe that.
Well, they're wrong. But
they're wrong. And the Hoover Institute, the Hoover Institution says, even if you do think math education is culturally, socially, or racially biased, it's a real stretch to believe that failure rates of 80 and 85% are largely due to race. After all, Asian American students by far are the highest math achievers in California schools. Kids from Shanghai, China test a full 2 grade levels above students in Massachusetts, which is our highest performing state in math. And kids in China are taught using traditional math.
Right.
What they're talking about here is the introduction of the new woke math in California, which Hoover believes will fail 6 million kids. That 6 million kids won't have the proficiency that we need to have nationwide to participate in life.
Right.
And,
yeah, if you think, you know, Loudoun County, Virginia is full of woke lunacy, spend a week in California. Oh, my God, it's off the rails.
For the growing number who believe that math instruction is racist, that there is no single right answer in math, and that providing accelerated math classes for highly gifted children should be eliminated, including dispensing with the term gifted.
Yes, no more excellence. Stamp it out.
Yeah, so a whole bunch of people signed off to this letter that Hoover put together on why this is a terrible idea. We'll see if it makes any difference. I don't know, but yeah, there is no single right answer in math. That's the thing that James Lindsay, who is the best fighter against Wokesheviks in America, but he also happens to be a math professor, that's the thing that drives him nuts. This new idea that there's no single right answer in math. That's the whole math thing.
Right. Right.
That's the whole math thing.
That's the magic of it, solving the puzzle. Well, that and showing up on time and working hard and pursuing goals, those are all white supremacy, Jack, which is among the most racist notions I've ever heard in my life.
Signatories to this letter complaining about the new math range from distinguished math, computer science, engineering, physics, chemistry, life science professors from all kinds of different areas. However, some say that those who signed this letter just want to preserve a failing racist curriculum that was designed for elite white male success.
Do you people have any other arguments? Boring. Do you hear what the American Medical Association just put out? You're going to think I'm making it up. If you miss it, grab it via podcast. We'll have it for you.
Armstrong and Getty.
Hey, guys. There is some important news that all men should take very seriously. Your prostate health. Are you urinating more frequently? Are you waking up at night to urinate? Are you sick and tired of prostate pills that just don't work? Sound familiar? If you are one of the millions of men with prostate problems that are driving you nuts, there is some great news. Prostagenix is the all-natural product that beat over 157 other prostate supplements in lab tests and was rated the number one most powerful prostate supplement in the world. Number one, because it works. So why not try some Prostagenix and your prostate troubles will be a thing of the past. You'll get a great night's sleep and stop waking up in the middle of the night to go to the bathroom. To get your free bottle of Prostagenics, call now, 800-600-2020. That's 1-800-600-2020. Take advantage of our 90-day money-back guarantee. Call 800-600-2020. Do it now.
You're listening to KCNR 96.5 FM at 1460 AM, your talk radio. Online at kcnr1460.com.
Fall savings are underway at Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Eureka Way and Market Street in downtown Reading. Maximize your car wash savings with car washes starting at only $9. A clean car is essential to the value and even safety of a vehicle. And at Quick and Clean Car Wash, they have a variety of car wash packages to choose from. Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Eureka Way and Market Street next to Dutch Bros in downtown Reading. Quick and clean.
This is Carl Bott. Join Trish Clark and me Thursday at Cornerstone Community Bank at 192 Hartnell Avenue in the Cobblestone Shopping Center as we support RABA's Salute to the Veterans. Stop by, drop off some change, drop off some checks. It helps our veterans be able to ride the buses right here in the city of Reading. That's Thursday right here on Free Fire Radio, KCNR 96.5 FM at 1460 AM. Miss a day, miss a lot.
Remodeled kitchen, bathroom, or backyard patio? There's a lot of choices, but only one leader, Estate Granite.
Mike Huber has such a professional attitude and a can-do work ethic that makes him a joy to work with. Mike and his crew worked to have our new kitchen finished in 5 days. We came back to a true work of art.
Hi, this is Brian Salato, broker and co-owner of The Real Estate Group. In today's competitive market, I think what's important is that the house is dialed in and turnkey. And what's important is that the kitchen has been renovated, the bathrooms have been renovated, granite, beautiful cabinetry. Those things make a significant difference.
Mike at Estate Granite has an eye for detail, an attention to perfection, and a quality build crew that are masters of their craft. Mike was there from start to finish.
Hi, this is Mike from Estate Granite. I know how important quality to a homeowner is, so give me a call at 241-STONE or come by our showroom at 4900 Mountain Lakes Boulevard or visit us at estategranite.com.
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org. And they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air.
As part of Operation Holiday Salute, Reading Kia would like to take this moment to thank our veterans and those currently enlisted in the military for their service. Since 2006, Reading Kia has set out to be the premier automobile dealership in the North State. There's always a military incentive rebate on all new 2022 Kias at Reading Kia. Test drive the 2022 Kia Sorento today. Reading Kia, home of the 20-year, 200,000 limited-mile powertrain warranty. 418 East Cypress Avenue, ReadingKia.com.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
Hey, Northern California, this is Nigel Skeet. Join me and my friends every Saturday morning from 8 to 9 a.m. at the California Adventure District Radio Show, where we talk about all the amazing adventures to be had in our area, from climbing Mount Shasta, hiking the trails, kayaking, overlanding, and camping with Bigfoot. We have it all. California Adventure District. Less people, more adventure. Listen Saturday mornings from 8 to 9 a.m.
All of us at Crown Motors want to take this opportunity to thank our veterans, active duty, and first responders for their service to our country and community. We also wish to express our appreciation to the families of these heroes, who also have sacrificed to keep our nation and our community safe. Have a wonderful holiday season, and remember that everything you do is so appreciated by your neighbors, community, and the people at Crown Motors of Reading.
The Armstrong and Getty Show.
And lastly, you know, if you take a look at what economy is growing, the United States, it's growing. It has problems, mainly because of COVID and supply chain, but it's growing.
What was that phrase he hammered us with the other day?
I love it when he does the whispery thing. United States. Are you getting close so you can sniff my hair?
Oh, hey, where's that ear going? Here, that nose going. Careful. Yeah, crazy old Joe Biden. So one of the big explanations why the election in Virginia and New Jersey went the way they did, all sorts of mayoral races, is because the left has gotten so nutty. Have you heard the guidance the AMA has sent out to all the doctors, the American Medical Association? It is nutso. We'll have that for you this half hour. Stay with us.
So if you're a gun rights lover, you're going to be into this. Supreme Court's taken up a biggest case in a long time today. So the biggest case in recent memory was the Heller case in 2008, when the Supreme Court recognized for the first time the true meaning of the Second Amendment and you're allowed to own a gun. Because it was Washington, D.C. versus Heller. D.C. had said, you can't have a gun. And the Supreme Court said, yeah, you can. Individuals can own guns.
Okay? The Supreme Court said, what the hell are you thinking? To D.C. Back to you.
But it's still a disfavored right, as Justice Clarence Thomas once put it. Case in point, the question today at the Supreme Court is whether ordinary New Yorkers lose the right to bear arms in self-defense whenever they walk out their front doors. Because currently, that's the way it works more or less. You have the right to bear arms, but once you're outside your house, you don't have the right to bear arms anymore. In a lot of places around the country, like I live in a county, there's no way I could get a permit to carry a gun. And the Supreme Court is going to take a look at that, and there's a decent chance with the current composition of the court, they decide there's nothing about the Second Amendment that says you can't have a gun outside your home. And counties saying, nope, only three people in this county get to have a gun. Carry it in their car or carry it on their person. And they all happen to be friend of the police chief or the mayor, just coincidentally. And that's the way it is around here. Yeah. I'll read from the Wall Street Journal version of this story. This is an extraordinarily high bar for anybody to get to carry a gun most places in the country on an enumerated constitutional right. As the gun club says in its brief that they're going to be arguing in front of the Supreme Court today, this court would not tarry long over a law that reserved First Amendment rights to those with an unusually compelling need to worship or criticize the government. No, only if you've got a really, like, really, you're dying of cancer, okay, we'll let you pray in public. But nobody else gets to.
That's a pretty powerful argument right there.
A right to bear arms naturally includes taking them outside the home, not merely carrying a gun from the bedroom to the kitchen, to quote Justice Thomas. Also joined by Justice Neil Gorsuch on that opinion. So this could be a huge one. I mean, this could change the way gun rights work all over America, and there'll be challenges right away if you live in a county like I do where there's no way they'll allow you to have a gun.
Interestingly enough, and this is getting a little bit into the weeds, but to get your case heard, before the court, the Supreme Court, you have to file what's...
You gotta know somebody. It's like everything in life. You gotta know someone. It's all right. You know.
Well, you have to file a petition for a writ of certiorari, or a cert, as they call it in the business. And in almost every single case, the justices vote to accept the question presented in the cert verbatim. They don't change a comma. Like one time per term, maybe, do they ever rewrite the cert and say, that's the question we'll take. And they did it on this one. They rewrote just one question. The original cert petition presented this question: whether the Second Amendment allows the government to prohibit ordinary law-abiding citizens from carrying handguns outside the home for self-defense. To gun rights activists, the answer is an obvious no, because all law-abiding citizens should have the right regardless of whether they have a special need. And if the conservative justices had strongly agreed, the petition would have been accepted as written. But that's not what happened. As the court's docket shows, they discussed it several times, then finally got together and rewrote it and said, because you have to have four justices say, yeah, we'll take it. They rewrote it to get four justices to grant it. What changed is just one thing. The court rewrote the question presented, limiting it to ask, quote, whether the state's denial of petitioners' applications for concealed carry licenses for self-defense violated the Second Amendment. So they narrowed it to concealed carry as opposed to open carry. So the rewritten question focuses the court's review first to the matter of concealed carry, a sensible move. Because that's who petitioned was concealed carry applicants. The second change is more important. Rather than asking about the right of all law-abiding citizens to carry guns in public, the court's rewritten question focuses on just the two original petitioners who were denied special need licenses by New York. In doing so, the justices have made clear that the specific factual circumstances surrounding the applications will be crucial to their analysis. Interesting. So they intentionally narrowed this case a great deal. We might get a slightly technical ruling. Hard to say.
It's hard for me to understand how you can interpret the Second Amendment in such a way that I don't get to have a loaded gun in my vehicle if I want to, which I can't do currently.
Right. Which is crazy. Really.
I think it's crazy.
Yeah, if it's a constitutional right, it's a constitutional right. Maybe you don't like it. Start getting votes to repeal the Second Amendment. And good luck, by the way. But as long as it is there in the Constitution saying, hey, over here, Bill of Rights, number two, not bad, silver medal. You've got to respect it. And the courts haven't for a variety of reasons we could discuss at length. But
I keep a loaded gun in my house. And it's for self-protection. And, you know, as up against some health care thing recently where they're asking us, so you have a gun in your house? We asked your son. He said, you have a gun in your house? And I thought, don't be asking my freaking kid about whether I got guns in my house to try to get in that way. And then how do you have it locked up? And I said, I don't need to answer that question. I don't need to answer that question. That's none of your freaking business in my own home. But maybe you're not the gun type. Maybe you just want a really good security system. Of course, you can have both. You can have a gun and a good security system. But Simply Safe is the best way to go.
And this week, our friends at Simply Safe are giving Armstrong and Getty listeners 40% off their award-winning home security. Now, we love Simply Safe. It has everything to keep your home safe: indoor and outdoor cameras, comprehensive sensors, all monitored around the clock by trained pros who send help the instant you need it. Named the best home security system of 2021 by U.S. News and World Report, because it is
so easy to order, so easy to set up. Simply Safe was even named the best home security system of 2021 by U.S. News and World Report, which really is amazing. And you can easily customize the system for your home online in just a couple of minutes and get a free custom recommendation from Simply Safe. Just ask them the questions.
Yeah, the pitch is not that it's less expensive. I mean, it is less expensive, significantly, than your standard system. It's better. Take advantage. Go to simplysafe.com/Armstrong. Get that 40% off. Simplysafe.com/Armstrong. 40% off for the entire system. Hurry, this offer ends soon. And get that cool outdoor camera we've been telling you about, too. It's fantastic. Anyway.
Hey, we got one text here. We were talking about woke math and the new math and how they got to change it because Hispanic kids and black kids are not proficient. So clearly math is racist. So they're going to change the rules here. A teacher here in California: most of my Hispanic kids are second language learners. That's why they fall behind in math and all the other classes. Yeah, you don't speak the language of the country you're currently in and you're in the classroom, I don't know how you learn a freaking thing.
No, it's exceedingly difficult, which could certainly bring us to our discussion about the border, and there's certainly plenty to discuss there, but I promised you the American Medical Association's new guideline to doctors. You're going to think I made it up. Seriously.
Have we mentioned for a while that the Democrat won in Virginia last night?
I mean, the Republican beat the Democrat in Virginia last night.
Glenn Youngkin, solid victory over Terry McAuliffe, repudiating that repulsive old hack, Terry McAuliffe, who said parents shouldn't be able to tell schools what they ought to be teaching. It's a serious victory. Oh, the Republicans also won lieutenant governor and attorney general. They had not had a statewide office holder in years.
The best thing is that McAuliffe said parents have no business telling schools what they teach. Then he denied that he said it regularly. You took my words out of context. And then they would play ads, just, you know, there it is. Here's you saying it.
He is a full-on hoe for the teachers' unions. Yeah. Absolutely.
And people figured that out.
Well, so why? I mean, he's a piece of garbage. I mean, he's really an awful human being. But why the lieutenant governorship? Why did every county in Virginia go right? Why did the attorney general get elected?
Maybe the horror of Terry McAuliffe brought out so many people that are going to vote on the other election, or the other races, Republican
no.
also?
Nah, maybe. But I think it's because most of America, and I'm talking Black America, Hispanic America, White America, conservative, moderate, and fairly liberal, thinks the woke crowd are freaking insane.
Well, they are. They are. They're crazy. They're actually crazy.
A blockbuster example coming up next.
You know what woke means? It means you're a loser.
Armstrong and Getty.
There's confusion about how to protect yourself from COVID. One thing is certain. Whether or not you're vaccinated, you need an accurate thermometer to check for fever, the leading sign of flu and COVID. Be vigilant and contact your medical provider at the first sign of fever. Don't rely on non-contact thermometers that have no scientific studies. Only the Exergen Temporal Scanner Thermometer has been proven accurate in more than 100 clinical studies. Learn more at Exergen.com.
Your life, your hopes, your passions. These things are none of our business. Your baby monitor research, if you're using too much diaper cream.
And whatever you were searching for at 1:15 a.m.
That's really none of our business. Because your life is private. And unlike other tech companies, we think your internet should be too. Aw, how old are they? That's none of our business either. Protect your privacy online for free with DuckDuckGo. DuckDuckGo. Privacy. Simplified.
Attention Americans aged 65 and older. The Medicare annual enrollment period for 2022 has begun. This is the only time to change your Medicare Advantage plan for a whole year, and SmartMatch Insurance is here to help. SmartMatch compares thousands of Medicare plans from national insurance companies. In minutes, you'll know if your current plan or new plan can get you extra coverage, let you keep your doctor, and save you money. SmartMatch is like having a personal Medicare consultant who can help you get a better plan, including $0 copays, $0 deductibles, even $0 premiums. Plus dental and vision coverage for no additional cost. Even benefits for hearing aids and diabetic supplies. Having the wrong Medicare plan can cost you thousands. SmartMatch makes it easy to find the right one with their free and unbiased help. If you find a plan you like, they can even enroll you on the spot. The Medicare annual enrollment period for 2022 ends soon. The service is free, so call now. Call 800-989-0212. That's 800-989-0212. 800-989-0212.
Hi, this is Mark from Haven Humane Society. It has been a challenging couple of years, and through it all, our amazing team has continued to save lives. We have so many fantastic animals that are looking for their forever homes, and with adoption fees so low, now is the time to add to your family. With puppies, kittens, dogs, cats, and so many more, we have the perfect addition. Come join our team as a volunteer and help in an area that works for you. Walking dogs, socializing cats, helping our veterinary hospital, or folding laundry. We have many opportunities and welcome all volunteers. For more information, please visit our website at havenhumane.org or follow us on Facebook. On behalf of the entire Haven team, thank you for all of your continued support as together we get closer every day to North State with no more homeless pets.
This holiday season, begin a whole new tradition of lights and festivities for the entire family at Redding Garden of Lights. Taking place November 19th through December 31st at Turtle Bay's McConnell Botanical Gardens by the Sundial Bridge in Redding, California. Explore 10 acres of outdoor illuminated gardens featuring over 1 million lights, plus holiday-themed food, drinks, music, and so much more. Redding Garden of Lights, November 19th through December 31st, presented by Mercy Medical Center Redding. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
Greetings to my fellow veterans. This is Senator Maurice Johannesson, former Secretary of Veterans Affairs for the state of California. I'm a Korean vet, and it's my honor to serve in the U.S. Army as a new immigrant to this great country. Thank you for your service. It will not be forgotten. It should be remembered that freedom is not free. It has been secured by brave sacrifice that all members of our military and their families have given since the beginning of a great, wonderful nation. Thank you for your service.
The Armstrong and Getty Show.
He attacks and smokes one to deep left. This one's going supersonic. That is out of the ballpark. Dansby a rope to deep left field. That one's rising. Kiss it goodbye. That one is gone. And right on cue. And the Braves now lead it 7-0. Chopper out to Dansby. Dansby throws to first base. Is this happening? It is! The Atlanta Braves are world champions!
I'm tomahawk chopping here in my own bedroom.
I was told that clip had the music. I was lied to. Anyway, calling it a world championship is idiotic. On the other hand, the Major League Baseball champions are the Atlanta Braves. They whooped up on the cheating Astros. I was kind
of
sad not
to
see Dusty
Spain.
Baker get to... Oh, Spain didn't have
Antarctica.
A chance. Dusty Baker, still no ring. So sad. So sad. If you're a baseball fan. Moving along. We will be discussing the turn of events in the Virginia governor's race and beyond. New Jersey, what it means, what it doesn't. Some of the more unhinged commentary from the left we've been chatting about today. It's clear to me, my cold is in that final stage where I feel like $1 million, but I'm still coughing, sneezing a little bit. It seems absolutely clear to me that more and more Americans are becoming aware of the whole crazed, way out there, woke thing. The social justice thing, the Black Lives Matter thing, what they actually believe. Those of us who are, you know, really into the news, into culture, talk radio, politics, the rest of it, y'all, you're really aware of this stuff. Most Americans who are busy, you know, raising their kids, doing their jobs, in their communities, whatever, they come along a lot later. I mean, it's like a super hip fashion. Yeah, it's on the runways, then it's in New York and Paris, then San Francisco, and by the time it makes it to Des Moines, you know, it's pretty well established. And that's not a knock on Des Moines. I'd rather be in Des Moines. So a lot of people are increasingly aware of this stuff, and it's having electoral consequences. For instance, the AMA, the American Medical Association, did you know they're a liberal activist group? They are, and always have been.
I didn't know until a couple of years ago. Same with AARP. Organizations, I just thought, oh no, it's just, you know, it's just an organization that represents old people. Yeah, old people liberally.
Right. So the AMA has just released Advancing Health Equity, a guide to language, narrative, and concepts, which calls for doctors to insert progressive politics into even plain statements of fact. This is instructions to doctors. Don't say this. Native Americans have the highest mortality rates in the United States. Say this. Dispossessed by the government of their land and culture, Native Americans have the highest mortality rates in the U.S. Don't say low-income people have the highest level of coronary artery disease in the United States. Say people underpaid and forced into poverty as a result of banking policies, real estate developers gentrifying neighborhoods, and corporate weakening the power of labor movements.
This is real.
Among others, have the highest level of coronary artery disease in the United States.
This can't be real.
It is
real. That's too much.
Don't say this. Factors such as our race, ethnicity, and socioeconomic status should not play a role in our health. Wait a minute. That sounds pretty woke. I'll say it again. Factors such as our race, ethnicity, or socioeconomic status should not play a role in our health. No, say this. Social injustices, including racism or class exploitation, e.g. social exclusion and marginalization, should be confronted directly so that they do not influence health outcomes. Remember, this is doctors. Finally, For too many, prospects for good health are limited by where they live, how much money they make, or discrimination they face. You're not supposed to say that. You're supposed to say, decisions by landowners and large corporations, increasingly centralizing political and financial power wielded by a few, limit prospects for good health and well-being for many groups. The source is the NACCHO, Advancing Public Narrative for Health Inequity and Social Support Report, Social Justice Report, being distributed to the doctors of the AMA. There you go. People see that, and they see that kind of thing, and they don't like it.
Yeah, let's play Van
Jones
again.
See their kids being taught to be racists. Or I want to tell you about the Twix video they put out for Halloween time. Twix candies. But yeah, Van Jones, let's hit it. The first
number 34 there, Michael.
There's something happening out here. It could be just anti-incumbent. I think that's a part of it. But I think that there's something else that's happening. I think that the Democrats are coming across in ways that we don't recognize that are annoying and offensive, and seem out of touch in ways that I don't think show up in our feeds when we're looking at our kind of echo chamber. And I think that this is a message here.
Yeah, you're onto something there.
I did not see that segment. How did his co-panelists react? Do we know? I have a feeling the woke crowd just despised it.
Yeah, well, I was watching MSNBC when a pundit said more or less that same sort of thing, and the woke young woman they had on there in the panel was really, really not liking that. I disagree with that strongly. I think what happened here is the candidate went out there with white supremacist dog whistles and signaled to Trump voters, blah, blah, blah.
Right. Keep saying that, sister. Right. Keep preaching the word. You're absolutely right. Say that all the time, please. Make sure you don't address people's real concerns about your way out there ideology. So this is a little curious, and I wish I could play you the video, but it's a radio show.
Twix, the candy bar. It's one of my
Mars candies.
I like it.
They put out a Halloween video.
It's kind of Kit Kat with caramel, isn't it?
I don't eat candy. I'm a grown.
Yeah.
Anyway, so they put out this video that opens with a little boy in a princess dress playing at home, and this witch, I guess, knocks on the door and says, hey, I'm your new nanny. She's kind of a goth, rock and roll, deadpan, 21st century witch. And she comes in and they bond and she tells him it's really cool that he likes to dress as a girl. And then they go out to the park and a bully says, you're dressed like a girl. You both look weird. You're weirdos. I don't like you. And the witch nanny makes all the other kids disappear forever. Apparently, they just go away. They don't exist anymore. And
so
the little princess boy, well, they never get to that. The little princess boy can play in his dress in the park, and that's it.
So eat a Twix.
Exactly. Well, no, they never get to that. Just make sure your boy dresses like a princess, because that's the way to be. And if anybody doesn't like it,
they should eat a Twix.
The witch nanny, they never get to the Twix. if anybody doesn't like it, the witch nanny will come and kill them.
She's a witch. I love all these corporate messages where they I always wonder, in what way is this supposed to make me buy your tire or drink your soda or eat your candy bar?
I think they're just trying to resonate with the woke young, because Mars, I'm looking at this article, they have a history of putting out various woke statements for whatever reason. I don't know. Rot your teeth gives you diabetes. There. No matter whether you like to dress as a guy, a girl, or a dog, you're a furry. You shouldn't be eating candy.
You put a little caramel on a Kit Kat. Don't get so, you're smelling yourself. It's not that impressive, all right? If you miss an hour of the show, you can get the podcast at armstrongandgetty.com.
Armstrong and Getty.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.